From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the Whiskey Charmers, the Americana roots duo of Carrie Shepherd and Lawrence DeVersa. Stay tuned for their music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
Baby, it's true. Baby, it's true. What's that in blue for you? And I like what you do. Baby, it's you. Don't push and shove. You feel like a glove. Don't make me mess around with love. Yeah, I like what you do. Baby, it's you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
And you never come early, you never come late, you're always right on time, you never hesitate. Baby, it's true. Baby, it's true. What's that in blue before you? Now everything's new. Baby, it's you.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here at Red Barn Radio's 434th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents The Whiskey Charmers, an Americana roots duo of Carrie Shepherd and Lawrence DeVersa. Brett Calwood of the Metro Times has said, "The Whiskey Charmers truly create an aural equivalent of crying into a tumbler filled with bourbon, bemoaning of a lost love. There's no ice added. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio, The Whiskey Charmers."
Thank you.
Ticket in my hand, shoes on my feet, but I just can't leave you tonight. I've got the can't leave my baby, no I can't leave my baby. I got the can't leave my baby. No, I can't leave my baby.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with the Whiskey Charmers. Here's Donald.
I want to just get started. Obviously, you've been pegged as so many different things, from gothic to, you know, tears in a blender with no ice and bourbon, very straight, no chaser. Tell me a little bit about what you all would say that you sound like.
We've had this discussion lately.
Lawrence DeBursa.
Started out, as it says, Americana roots duo, but I mean, this is an acoustic setting here, so we usually play a little more electric, and in comparison with other Americana duos, I'm not sure, at least I didn't think we seemed to sound like a lot of other people. I mean, I play electric lap steels, but I usually, you know, it's a little more of a rock influence, I guess, and
yeah, we were just really enjoying the descriptions that people have been giving to us.
Yeah, because like obviously it's hard for us to even come up with an answer.
To describe.
Carrie Shepherd.
It's been really fun because I've never been in a project before where so many people say such interesting things about our music. Someone said to me last week that our music sounded like sex with death shortly thereafter. So
you could be the praying mantises as well, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I ask, obviously, you all, you know, get pegged in this. And, you know, as artists, you know, I think that's one of the worst things that can happen. As we know, you get pegged as Americana, but what is that? What does that mean? Because, I mean, you've got like...
It's such a huge scope.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Dwight Yoakam is Americana, but at the same time, there's, you know, rockabilly bands and straight-up blues bands that would fall under that. I think old Ray Charles would be considered Americana in a lot of ways, with his gospel influences and his country influences. So,
meet me on your porch swing, baby. I just want to swing away. Drink some lemonade. And I got nothing to do today. Watch birds fly away, swinging in the shade. And if you want, you can bring your guitar and we'll sing. And make the time move slow like a refrain. And sweet and slow across the plain. (Music) Meet me on your porch swing, baby. Oh, let the gentle breeze wash over me. And pick out a rhythm on those strings, a melody, a harmony. When the sun sing the chorus in the wind.
Speaking of influences, you pegged me up right for this. I want to start with Carrie. I think obviously with Americana, we do get a lot of great strings, but you know what I think kind of cuts, especially for me, is the vocals. So I'm curious as to, you know, who you listened to growing up and kind of forming the voice that you're giving us tonight.
I would say that the first people that I listened to that got me interested in singing and playing would be, I started listening to Lucinda Williams and Iris DeMent and Bonnie Raitt. I think that really jump-started me into wanting to sing and write songs.
What about you, Lawrence?
Early on, it was listening to, you know, everything my parents and my brother listened to, which was a lot. You know, my mother was a huge Neil Diamond fan, like diehard, it seems. I can still, without hearing him for years, sing any Neil Diamond song. If it comes on the radio, I'm not sure if that's a gift or a curse. My father listened to everything from the Beach Boys to George Jones and Willie Nelson and all of that, you know. The Eagles' greatest hits was, like, always on. There was I remember the 8-track with the labels would bubble up. And I was trying to press them down. But between that and my brother's music, a lot of, you know, early it was, like, AC/DC and, like, The Knack. I remember, like, I think it was Highway to Hell and Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll were the first electric guitars I ever heard that bent my ear. So it's just kind of all over the board. And honestly, I seem to learn more now just from people that I play with and music I'm exposed to there. Another call.
on the fire. I'm just putting coals on the fire. Putting coals on the fire. Just another moonrise, just another cloud, just another word that I won't say out loud, and I'm digging in to the ground, and I'm walking on a wire, and I'll put another coal on the fire. I'm just putting coals on the fire. Coals on the fire. Putting coals on the fire. On the fire.
Thank you.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Whiskey Charmers on Red Barn Radio.
It's like a melting pot, you know, everybody has their own, you know, there's so much music around, I would talk about this a lot, where you're just exposed to whatever it could be. You know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, Detroit coming from Motown and, you know, everything just kind of spawning from that. Tell me a little bit about the music scene now in Detroit and how that's different than what maybe people just perceive.
Well, the music scene, just as far as I see it, it's just a lot of small venues with bands, all different kind of bands. There's people playing music every night, everywhere, in all different genres. You see it on Facebook all day long. So, you know, that's what it is for me, is just all the smaller bands and smaller venues that are playing everywhere.
Do you think that with, you know, Detroit kind of going through a very unique situation economically and you know, a lot of areas being, you know, depressed, do you see that actually is leading more people to make music?
And the city is definitely becoming revitalized, and you see, you know, more and more places where that were run down, where all of a sudden there's, you know, restaurants or bars or businesses moving in there.
One example, I guess, that would be a positive for that is there's a park right downtown Detroit where they do all kinds of things. They actually, in the summertime, They put sand in there, so it's like you can go sit at the beach downtown Detroit and hang out in the summertime.
Oh, that's true.
And, you know,
way,
Campus
way
Marsh
there.
Is there. They have live bands every lunch hour, 5 days a week that I know of. I don't know if they do it on the weekends. They have concerts down there on the weekends, too. And they have them now in two different spots, so it's music constantly going on. And that's the array of people I've seen down there is, you know, everything from rock bands to like jazz fusion bands, and then us playing over by the food trucks.
The winds keep on howling. Telling me that you're gone. when you left me. Kept my eyes shut tight. Yeah, you left me. That's right. The winds keep on howling. Since you left me,
we've talked to a lot of songwriters on the show and different inspirations. You know, how is it best for you to just, do you lock yourself up or do you have a way that you can write songs?
First I tie myself up.
Okay.
Then I lock myself up.
And then the snake is writing.
No, I just usually write all my songs in my bedroom. I'll just sit down with a guitar and I don't usually plan. You know, like, I want to write a song about this. It's usually just all comes out at one time, the vocals and the, you know, the lyrics and the melody and the rhythm all comes out kind of the same time. Although Lawrence has had some instrumental tracks that he started sending me. A few of those were like that. And then that was a really interesting challenge to just listen and then put vocals, you know, lyrics and melody over that. That's been a really fun thing to do that's different.
He said, meet me in the desert. He said, I'll be there by the wind. Said, we don't need any rain. Said, we don't need a fifth of gin. But I lost my heart desert, and I lost my soul in the wind, and I lost my mind in the sands. Yeah, I lost it over and over and over again. Said, meet me by the oasis. He said, meet me by the pool. Said, it doesn't have to be hot in the desert. Come on over here, it's cool. But I lost my heart in the desert, and I lost my soul in the wind, and I lost my mind in the sands. Yeah, I lost it over and over.
Time ago, somebody was making a movie about their dog. They wanted me to write a story about a song about their dog being heartbroken about another dog leaving him. So that's what this is about.
What was the dog's name that left?
The dog's name that left was Gracie. Okay.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the Whiskey Charmers. We'll be right back.
Through the bedroom, I whisper your name and I itch. One foot in present and the other in the past, and I am ruins, I'm wreckage, I'm a low flying plane, and I'll
Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the Whiskey Charmers.
I wander through the bedroom. I look for the door. I am leaving slowly. It's present and the other in the past, and I am ruins, I'm wreckage, I'm low flying plane, and I'll
to get a little bit deeper into each of you individually. I know you all have made this great thing in the Whiskey Charmers, but in order to make the Whiskey Charmers, you'll have to come on your different roads. Carrie, you were in a group called Some Velvet Evening, in which you put out an album and got nominated in the Detroit Music Awards. Tell me a little bit about how that made you feel. Did that validate, you know, some of your writing just to get the nod?
Oh yeah, for sure. It did make me feel, it was very validating as far as my songwriting. You know, it was a very nice thing to have.
And you said that you wrote a bunch of songs kind of privately before, you know, you got out and you have this, you know, treasured trove of them. How do you treat some of the songs that, you know, are just kind of hanging out in the closet? You know, you may, you know, dust it off every once in a while and find one.
Oh, well, as far as this group, once in a while I'll send a batch to Lawrence. I'll say, I don't know about these, but here, I've got these songs. And then he'll sometimes go, oh, that one, you know, he'll pick one. And it usually turns out to be one that's good for, you know, for us to do as the group.
Wish I could chase away your sorrows. Wish I could cast them out to sea. If I had riches, you wouldn't have to borrow. I'd gladly give them all to you for free. Ain't got too much to offer, just my song. I'm a mountain, I'd cross any desert to find your woes and make them let you be. Take away your cares. Oh, blues.
Thank you.
Lawrence, you have a great story about when you were 6 years old. You probably talked about this a few times, but for everybody else, so 6 years old, you bought this vinyl, and tell us a little bit about how that went down.
Well, it was 1980, and my brother was, you know, big into rock and roll at the time, and Back in Black was probably the biggest thing in the world at the time, and he had that, and so I went to the store with my birthday money. I had a $20 bill, and I picked up AC/DC's other album, Highway to Hell, and I remember holding it like with outstretched arms because I was so small and the record was so big. In the old days where you go buy records at your local pharmacy, and the lady looked at me like I was nuts. But that was it, you know. I was hooked after that. It's sad now because I'm learning that Malcolm Young from AC/DC, the founding member and rhythm guitar player, has now been diagnosed with dementia. So he's not in the band anymore, and he's barely 60 years old. It's very unfortunate.
You know, you have to kind of go with whatever cards that you're...
Yeah, it's another personal hero fallen. That was a big influence on me, like I said, because it was like with some of those songs I'd never heard. My father used to play acoustic. My father bought this 12-string when I was 5 years old, so I've heard that all my life. Hearing an electric guitar, I was like, what the heck is that? Like I said last time I was here, I argued with my brother as a kid because he's like, that's a guitar. I kept telling him, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he convinced me.
Okay. This song has... two different kinds of whiskey in it.
Is it just two?
Is it two?
Yep, you're right, it is. You wrote it. Oh.
Got a head full of heartache and a busted tambourine. Gotta love you, baby, but you're nasty and mean. You used to love me, now you hate me. And I'm feeling like a thief on the scene. Gonna chase my Jack Daniels with a shot of Jim Beam. Lord, I can't find a good man. Think I'm cursed. Every day my bad judgment keeps getting worse. I put the car in reverse and leave this criminal scene. First I'll chase my Jack Daniels with a glass of Jim Beam. Fine, loving you, that's my crime. You either love me or you don't. Ain't no in between. Gonna chase my Jack Daniels with a pint of Jim Beam. Busted tambourine. Gotta love you, baby, but you're nasty and mean. You used to love me, now you hate me. And I'm feeling like a thief on the scene. Gonna chase my Jack Daniels. Gonna light up a little candle. Gonna chase my Jack Daniels with the fifth of Jim Beam.
you.
Just joined us? This is the music of the Whiskey Charmers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You know, you got started pretty young. Obviously, you had your groundbreaking at six when you almost got buried by the vinyl. And then you went out south. You know, how was it to kind of go way out and, you know, be a youngster and, you know, do what you're loving?
It seemed really cool at the time because I didn't know any better. Honestly, I didn't know. I was on a plane going down to Florida. I had nothing but my guitar because my brother had all the equipment down there. I think I was 16, maybe 17. The guy on the plane was like, "What are you going down there to do?" I pointed at my guitar. "I'm going down there to play this." And he's like, "You good enough?" I'm like, "We'll find out." You know, and I came back. I played down there till I was probably 20, 21. And then I didn't play music for probably 3, 4, 5 years for whatever reason. But wound up getting back into it on a whim. I found a band on Craigslist back in like 2000. Like, I think I'll try this stuff again. And it was, you know, your run-of-the-mill, you know, middle-aged Southern rock cover band. I didn't stay there long, but it got the feet wet again.
There's a lot of bands that start on Craigslist, and, you know, obviously you never know when you're going to run into somebody. And I mean, Craigslist is just another outlet of finding musicians. You came back to Detroit and you started playing with the Twistin' Tarantulas. Tell me a little bit about how that went down.
You know, I was a fan of the band. I had caught them live around 2002, I think, and I was playing again at that point. I saw them, and they're kind of an institution up there in Detroit. And I was bored one day. God, it's going to make me sound kind of lazy and non-productive, but I was like looking around Craigslist. I'm like, I wonder what it'd be like to live over here. I wonder who I could find. I was looking at like Craigslist ads in Amsterdam, you know, watching my son. He was like 3 months old, taking a nap. Somebody had posted basically an international Craigslist ad for a guitarist for them. And so I immediately answered it. It was funny because that time they had just found somebody and he lost my number. But then again, I heard word of mouth like a year later, that guy didn't work out. So, you know, I hooked up with him again, and I think on and off for the next 5 years or so, I played with them, played all over the country with them. And that was fun. That was an experience because even though, you know, Pete, the band leader, he's not a guitar player, but he taught me more than probably almost anybody has, aside from my father and brother who taught me to play guitar in the first place.
Stay on the straight and narrow. Gonna stay on the righteous path. Gonna stay away from love's arrow. Gonna take my life back. Well, I've been a sinner and you've been a saint, and I'm bad news, and baby, you ain't, and I hope you got no more complaints, 'cause I'm staying straight and narrow. Sing along. straight and narrow. Gonna stay on the straight and narrow. Gonna stay on the righteous path. Gonna stay away from love. Gonna take my life back. Take my life back. Take my life back. Take my life back.
As the Whiskey Charmers, y'all have been a lot of places, and of course, before that, y'all have been playing all over. I guess this is a two-part question. You know, coming from an urban area like Detroit, but then with this music that's accepted basically anywhere, what's it like to go out of the city and play into kind of like a wide-open space?
It's really great to go to another city and play, and have just a completely different reception. I think
they're so used to us at home.
Yeah, oh, they're playing again. So, but we played at some really neat places. We played at the Southgate House in
Newport.
That was really great. And we really like playing at the Honky Tonk Barbecue in Chicago.
Those are my two favorites. Southgate House is probably, you know, that's the place I'd go back to, you know, before any right now, if I had a choice.
And then we were just lucky enough to go play at this festival in Wyoming called the Gillette Brew Fest. This year is their inauguration of their first Brew Fest there. So we just came back from that last week. That was a really great experience.
Now, one place, I know we talked a little bit before the show, it would have been really neat to be in your shoes to play at a zoo, and especially with the name the Whiskey Charmers. Y'all were playing for a particular type of reptile.
Oh yeah, it was great. We were performing our song called Sidewinder, which is about a snake. And we noticed we were playing right in front of the reptile house, so we thought that was pretty appropriate.
Started like bobbing up and down.
We didn't actually see any of the snakes come out of the reptile house while we were playing.
They were surely listening.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
You ask what it will take to make me happy. You don't want me to be so blue. You wanna know just what will lift me out of my funk. Listen, boy, 'cause I'm telling you, I wanna ride, I wanna ride fast down the highway. Wanna drink whiskey, I want you to kiss me, just kiss me the way you do. So roll all the windows and the top down, and turn the music way up loud. I wanna feel the breeze, I want your hand between my knees, and I wanna get far away from town. So let's find a field way out in the country, and lay in the grass all day long. And at the break of night, let's hop back in the car and ride. And underneath starry skies, we'll roam and we'll ride. Yeah, we'll ride fast through the dome of the night, and we'll be free, and you'll see how everything will be just right. Don't take much to make me happy. Just need the open road now and then to take me someplace, anywhere, to feel the cool breeze through my hair, to make me feel like I once did once again. So let's ride. Oh, I wanna ride fast down some wide open road. Bring your whiskey and your lips to kiss me. Come on, get in, let's go. I wanna ride, I wanna ride fast down the highway with you. I wanna drink whiskey, I want you to kiss me. Just kiss me the way you do.
I'd like to thank our guests, Carrie and Lawrence, the Whiskey Charmers, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank you all listening on our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we'd like to thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, the host of Red Barn Radio, and until we meet again, keep it spinning. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. This last song is not our song. It's a song by Merle Haggard.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one steered me right, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Daddy rest his soul, left my ma a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one can steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Yeah, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Thanks so much for listening.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Carrie and Lawrence, the Whiskey Charmers, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.